Hello, and welcome to Communicate to Lead, the podcast that empowers leaders and aspiring leaders to communicate with clarity and impact. I'm Kini Belton, CEO and successful entrepreneur, and your host for today. I'm here to equip you with all the essential tools and strategies to master effective communication and lead your team to success. As the founder and CEO of The Tailored Approach, my goal is to empower you to be the best leader you can be. So sit back, relax, and join me in today's episode as we dive into the art of communicating like a true leader. Did you know that women in leadership positions with effective delegation skills are 40% more likely to report feeling highly successful and supported? Now that's a statistic worth paying attention to, wouldn't you say? Well, today we're diving into a skill that took me way longer to master than I care to share, but it can transform how you lead and empower your team, the art of delegation. If you're anything like me as a leader, delegation can feel, well, tricky. We want to do it right, but sometimes it's easier and faster to tackle everything ourselves. Does that sound familiar? Here's the thing though. True leadership isn't about doing it all. It's about enabling your team and empowering them to take ownership. So let's dig into the why. Why do we as leaders, especially female leaders, sometimes stumble with the idea of delegation? Number one, we aim for perfection and control. We set incredibly high standards for ourselves, which is admirable, but this perfectionism can make us feel that only we can do a task correctly. Number two, we fear failure, and you are not alone in this, because we ask ourselves the questions, what if they mess up? What if it's not up to my standards as the leader? We fear that delegating could make our team and us look bad. Number three, there might be a lack of trust. Maybe we haven't fully cultivated the trust in our team's abilities. We're not sure if they can handle the added responsibility. And lastly, number four, letting go is empowering, but also so very hard. We've worked hard to get where we are, and it's tough to let go of some of that control to empower someone else. I want you to know that these feelings are completely normal. I've had them, my clients have had them, and you probably have them as well. But recognizing them is the first step towards breaking these barriers and becoming a master delegator. You can do it in this year. We are only in the third month. You have plenty more time. Here's a skill that if you master delegation this year, it'll pay off for the rest of your career. Delegating with confidence starts with a mindset shift. Delegation isn't about dumping your unwanted tasks or admitting defeat. It's about strategic empowerment and unlocking your full potential as a leader. So let's talk about the benefits. It offers you a productivity boost. Imagine having more time and brain power. Delegation frees you up and it gets tasks done faster when you distribute the workload. It gives you the opportunity to develop your team. Delegation isn't just about easing your day. It's about investing in your people, building their skills and building their confidence in the work that they do, in their own growth and what they want to continue doing going on forward. When you delegate, you're creating a culture of ownership. A team where people feel trusted and empowered takes far more initiative and develops a stronger sense of ownership and pride over the work that is getting done. And lastly, you get to focus on strategy. When you're not in the weeds trying to do everything, you can take a step back and focus on the big picture. You can focus on innovation and driving your team or your company's vision and success. Delegation, my friend, is the key that unlocks the next level for you and your team. Okay, enough with the theory. Let's get practical. Grab a pen and paper because you'll want to write down all the goodness so you don't miss a single step. I don't have a free PDF or a template for this framework for you to download today, but I use it in my leadership coaching and it works like a charm. If you would like me to share the framework template, message me on LinkedIn or Instagram and let me know. You can find my contact details in the show notes. Who knows? I might just surprise you. Okay, let's get down to business. I use a framework for delegation called, well, delegate. I know, it's cheesy, but it helps the framework stick. So let's break this down step by step. The D in delegate stands for define the task precisely. Go beyond simple goals like asking your team member to complete a particular task by a certain date. Explain why the task matters, how it connects to bigger objectives, and what quality execution looks like. When you explain the why, the how, and the what, your team member will leave that conversation having a clear idea of what they need to do, why they need to do it, and what it needs to look like when they have completed that task. The E in delegate, the first E, explicitly match the task to the talent. Don't simply dump tasks based on workload. Here's something to think about. Does this align with their skills and interests? Is it an area they want to grow in? And how can you find this out? Have a conversation. If you have someone in mind, if you have a few people in mind, have a conversation with them and find out what do they care about? What are their skills? Well, I'm sure by now as their leader, you know their skills, but maybe they have new interests. I know for myself that my interests today in 2024 are so different from the interests I had in 2019 before COVID when I was still full-time corporate trainer. So times have changed. People change. So make sure you have continuous conversations with your people. That way you get to know them. And when you have a task that needs to be delegated because you no longer have the bandwidth, because someone else can do a better job, you know who to give that task to. L in delegate. Level set on expectations. Establish clear deadlines, milestones, and the precise format of the results. For example, will the person deliver a report? Will they do a presentation or do they have to complete a prototype? This isn't micromanagement. It's about preventing misunderstandings and saving you time in the long run. Second E in delegate, E for enable two-way communication. Don't simply tell them how to report. Agree on the frequency. Will it be quick informal updates or formal status meetings? Proactively ask, what questions or obstacles do you anticipate? Listen to what they have to say because they might offer a perspective you did not think about as the leader. They are on the ground. They deal with these things all the time. So they might offer you something that you did not even realize was important. G stands for grant true authority and resources. So many times I have worked with new leaders who delegate, quote unquote, but then they want to continuously check up on the person. They want them to report on a daily basis. That is not really delegating. You still take full ownership of the task. If you are constantly micromanaging someone, believe you me, they are not taking ownership. They are doing the work simply because you told them they need to do it. So here's what I want you to think about instead. Autonomy isn't only about letting them do the work. It's about giving them decision-making power within agreed-upon boundaries. So clarify, here's the scope of your authority without checking back with me. Provide the person with the necessary tools, resources, and authority to make decisions within the project's scope. Trust your team member to manage task execution, but establish progress check-ins. This balance provides oversight without you having to micromanage the person. A stands for assess thoughtfully, focusing on growth. Feedback shouldn't just be about whether they hit the mark. Focus on what they learned, what they can do differently, and how you can better support them the next time you delegate a task. T stands for track progress and provide feedback. Provide regular feedback, both on what the team member is doing well and what they can continue working on. This fosters growth and lets them know if they are on track. Last E, express appreciation and recognize effort. Recognize the effort and celebrate successes. Also understand that acknowledgement goes beyond success. Highlight the learning process, good problem solving, and resourcefulness, even if the outcome isn't perfect. The first time you delegate something to someone and it doesn't quite go according to plan or it doesn't look the way you wanted it to look, that is okay. Celebrate the fact that the person took on the task, that they did the work. Did they check in with you? Did they use the resources? Did they use the tools that were at their disposal? And celebrate all that. Acknowledge what they have learned and talk about what both of you can do differently next time. So here's why the delegate framework is powerful. One, it helps you focus on clarity. The framework is about preventing the confusion that leads to work that stalls and tons of frustration. Two, it places the emphasis on development. Delegation isn't merely getting work off your plate, dumping it on someone else. It's about proactively developing your team, helping them grow, and up-level their skills. Three, it offers a proactive approach. And that's always my favorite thing. I love being proactive because we can achieve so much more when we proactively are intentional about what we do. By being proactive, it encourages asking the questions that prevent issues that might come up later while the person is doing the task you delegated. Here's how you can use the framework. Don't simply memorize delegate. Make this framework resonate with how you manage. Write down examples related to your typical tasks. What are the tasks that you do? What are the tasks that you have to keep? And which one can you delegate? Who on your team might be better than you are? Maybe it takes them a shorter time. Maybe they're passionate about it. Really write down those tasks, and then you want to tailor the framework. You might not use every element of the framework every single time. Sometimes a less rigorous approach is sufficient for completing tasks that are easy or simple. And three, train your team. Explain to them how you use this model. This will make it far easier for them to receive the tasks that you delegate to them. And when they know the framework, not only do they know how you will delegate tasks, but it's an opportunity for you to share a framework that they can use to delegate work to perhaps people who are reporting to them as well. Okay, even with a solid framework, delegation can present challenges. When team members lack confidence or experience, supporting and mentoring them is crucial. Ask yourself, is this a teaching opportunity? Because sometimes the best fit is someone who is enthusiastic, but who needs to up-level their skills. Do you need to mentor and support them a little bit more? Do you have to give them a little bit more additional resources and tools? It doesn't mean you can't delegate to that person. But be very clear and practical about what it will mean if you delegate a task to someone who is very excited, wants to do it, but perhaps isn't quite there. It doesn't mean don't do it. It doesn't mean it's a no. It simply means how can you adjust your thinking? How can you adjust your approach to ensure you set this person up for success? Okay, next up. Overcoming the fear of delegation failure involves trusting your team and embracing that mistakes are learning moments. They are not disasters. Your job is to guide and support your team. It's to look at what wasn't done, what perhaps failed, and saying, what can we learn from this? And then after that, if you tend to micromanage your team, and I'm not calling you a micromanager, maybe you simply struggle with letting go and allowing your team to take ownership of a specific task. Focusing on the outcome rather than the process is essential. Let your team member who you have delegated the task to, let them come up with their own process. Focus on the outcome, focus on the why, and link that back to the bigger goals or the bigger vision for the team or the company. When you give someone feedback, focus on the solutions instead of simply honing in on the problems. It's a natural thing for human beings to do. We focus on the problems. We focus on what didn't go right. But when you focus on the solutions instead of simply looking at the problems, this will help your team build confidence instead of resentment. And another tip, if you're comfortable, feel free to ask your team how they felt the task went before you offer your feedback. Hear their feedback. What did they learn? What worked? What do they think could have worked better? What perhaps didn't work? And once you've taken in all their information and you've heard them, then you offer up your feedback. Because sometimes when you get their feedback first, it gives you an opportunity to adjust your feedback, maybe adjust your thinking when you think, oh, that actually went better than I thought. Somebody learned more than I thought. So I encourage you to have that conversation, even if you don't feel comfortable. I know I said when you feel comfortable, but sometimes the best conversations we can have are when we feel uncomfortable. So lean into the discomfort, have the conversation, and who knows? You might walk away having learned a few things from your team that will help you do a different job or a better job the next time you need to delegate. I mean, delegation is such a powerful thing to do. Last year, I worked with a female leader who her boss was on maternity leave. So she was basically running two teams at the same time. So she had a lot of work. She was doing the work of two people and she needed to delegate some of her tasks until her boss came back. She struggled with which tasks she needed to delegate. She struggled with giving up ownership. So with our coaching, we had the opportunity to work through the delegate framework, to really talk about her expectations, to really discuss how she could delegate the task and support the person who would be receiving the task. And it was incredible when she came back after 3 weeks with the biggest smile on her face, because of the five tasks that she had to delegate, three of them went swimmingly. She was so happy that she got the feedback from the team saying, thank you so much for giving me the opportunity. I didn't realize what you were doing. You have so much work. I cannot believe that you've been doing this for so long. Imagine sometimes when you give up a task because you have to, you are physically unable to do all of them, how it creates visibility for you, how it gives others a little insight into everything that you are responsible for. Delegation is powerful, my friend. So before we wrap up, here's your piece of homework for the week. You didn't think I was going to let you off the hook, did you? Number one, start small. Pick two or maybe three tasks that you can delegate this week. Don't overthink it. Simply start. Use the framework. Apply delegate. Use the framework to think each step through. And as a reminder, if it's a smaller task that you're delegating, perhaps some of the pieces of the delegate framework are not necessary. So really be strategic and customize it to what works best for you. And then lastly, number three, share your journey. Do you want some community support? Use hashtag #CommunicateToLead on LinkedIn, on Instagram, and let's talk about our wins and challenges with delegation. I would love to cheer you on. I would love to coach you. I would like to guide you so that when you get to the end of this year, you can say, check, I know how to delegate. I feel comfortable and confident. And I know that I don't have to fear failure because when we make mistakes, when we fail, it's an opportunity to learn, it's an opportunity to grow and be better and do it better next time. As we wrap up today's episode, I want to leave you with this. If you want to grow as a leader and increase your impact, you must learn to delegate faster than you're currently doing. Deal? Thank you for tuning in today. If you found the episode helpful, please share it with another leader who can benefit from delegating with confidence. Until next time, my friend, I am Keely, reminding you that great communication is the foundation of inspiring leadership. Keep learning, keep growing, and remember to communicate to lead.